What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy, and you're listening to the Scavoli show. I can't keep up that for long because my voice goes in and out. It cracks my voice. I'm still going through puberty, guys. I'm still going. I'm 21, but I'm still going through it. You are listening to the Scavoli show, the most important show. It's like the most important meal of the day, shaping up Gary's way, SpongeBob. No? All right. I'll keep it hush hush. But you are listening to the Scavoli show. We have a very special guest. She is incredible, guys. She is incredible. She does so much artwork, designing, gaming, and she's a nurse. Like, she could save my life from corona. Diane, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. As I'll be honest, I don't know that I could actually save your life from corona if it came to that. So I don't want to make any promises to your viewers, listeners.
Damn it, Diane. You ruined the whole show, girl. You ruined it.
Good.
But how's everything? How is your family? Are you guys safe and all?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're just kind of holed up here in the mountains.
In the mountains. I
Staying
love the
away
mountains.
from the humans.
Staying far, far away from you guys down low.
Yeah,
But
as much as we can.
I'm so happy you're here. I'm so happy that you decided to join me on this podcast. I really am.
Thank you. That is an honor.
You are amazing. I just want to say, you did so much Star Wars celebration art that we're going to get into too. But first, with your Star Wars celebration, I see you did Ahsoka. Now, we've talked before. Ahsoka is my favorite Jedi, like of all time, really. No one tops her. Maybe Baby Yoda because of his cuteness, but we can let that go. How did you come up with Ahsoka? What was your first idea when you started drawing her? Or she was your favorite too, like mine.
It took me a little while to get into her and into the Clone Wars, but once I started into it, and really once I got into Rebels, that really brought me into Ahsoka. I think her impact on the entire Star Wars universe, and especially on Anakin's story, was just so, like, it just made him such a richer character by extension, that I wanted to pay tribute to her and her journey. And I love Art Nouveau. That's been a style that I've kind of worked with and played on for many years. So I'd wanted to do something Art Nouveau and Ahsoka, and again, just kind of really wanted to show her journey. So put her the last time we see her in Rebels kind of front and center, and then some of her previous, I don't want to say iterations because it's still her. But her journey from, a Padawan to a rebel to whatever she is moving on to when we last see her at the end of Rebels.
Yeah, I think for her, she grows. She grows every season. Season one, season two, three, four, five, six, seven. And then you see her in Rebels. I don't know how old she is really in Rebels. I don't know how her species like are aging because Baby Yoda is like 50 years old for that cute baby. So I don't know
Yeah,
really.
do we have an age on Ahsoka? I don't remember if we have one. I think she's a young teenager in
Clone
the
Wars,
Clone
right?
Wars. But I'd have to dive deeper and see if we get a numerical age.
Yeah, I think someone was saying she would be 20 or 30. I don't know. Or we would have to hear from like Dave Filoni or something to see what
Yeah,
her age
let's just
is.
call him up and find out what he says.
Yeah. Dave, we need your help on something. Dave, he'll look at us like we're like fucking nuts. But Diane, I want to talk to you about your Star Wars art that you're creating right now. You created some beautiful masterpieces for me. Can you tell the people what you use to do it?
You'd ask for a drawing of Ahsoka, and I work all digital, so everything is done in a computer, which makes it easy to tweak things if I need to. So, like for Star Wars Celebration, I did prints off of that, which are no longer available, but they were created, digitally with my painting software, which I use very similarly to drawing on paper, but obviously it's a different process.
Now, for the sketch that you did, like I have your sketch, but people might not know out there what you did for 2019 Chicago Celebration. So, can you give us like a background of what you did and what you gave me?
So yeah, so the celebration piece I did, and that was my first and only celebration piece to
Ooh.
date, was that Art Nouveau Ahsoka that I was describing a few minutes ago. And you got one of the very, very last copies. I only had like one left over.
And I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah. So that was an auction that I did through Twitter. I'm trying to remember who started the idea to begin with, and blanking on names because I have trouble with recalling words under pressure. But it was a fundraiser for the Bail Project, basically. So thank you very much for your contribution to a great cause.
It is. I donated. I don't know how much. I think I donated like 125. I think
Something like that.
something like that in the 20s and 30s. But it was such for a great cause and such for a great piece. I could describe it to you guys right now. It has this Ahsoka, like the return of Ahsoka, with her little white cape on. It's like really hanging in my room. It's really a good masterpiece. Diane, you killed it.
Thank you.
You did. And then we have, she does commissions for me, guys. So if you ever need commissions from Diane the nurse, like, you know where to go. Scavoli sent you to her. Scavoli sent you to her. But with the Ahsoka piece that I made you do, were there any difficulties with that? Or it was like a piece of cake? Or was it like just a walk in the park for you, like another day, another print?
I mean, everything has its challenges for sure. I mean, what you set me up for was a little bit more of a sketch, so it was different than if I'm doing like a full piece that I'm gonna, submit for a licensor or to publish, which can take, I mean, dozens of hours of kind of back and forth and tweaking and redrawing and fixing, which really is the advantage of working digitally is you can make those changes. So your sketch was pretty straightforward. I think you watched me work on a little bit of it and saw me tweaking some things along the way that I wasn't totally happy with. But yeah, it was a little simpler.
But you killed it. I can't wait to have it, and I can't wait to show the people what you made me, how amazing it is. It really is. It's a masterpiece. Like, I feel like I'm gonna get that on
Thank you.
a new iPhone case, 'cause you killed it. You really killed it. So what I'm talking about and what you guys don't know is that I asked Diane to make me the last part of season 7 of the Clone Wars, the last episode. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But with certain things on, it had the helmets, it had Rex's helmet. I think it had like Vaughn's helmet, Jesse's helmet, Fives. When I get it, I'll show you guys. But it was just that last scene where Ahsoka is just standing there with all the clone helmets and buried. She buried them with Captain Rex. And that is a very important piece to me. So thank you, Diane.
Oh, you are very welcome.
Do you know what that banging is in the back?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my husband is a woodworker, and I was hoping that was gonna come through, but he's gotten louder since we talked earlier.
He's gotten louder. That's all right. We'll go through it. I thought you were galloping water or something. I was like, wow, she really swallows that water. God.
No, I'll see if I can. Unfortunately, I can't really close the door. Let me see if I can get into a room that's a little bit quieter.
Right, you take your time. But so that piece is very special to me, and I just want to thank you. I thank you like 5 million times. Like,
Oh,
thank
you're very
you.
welcome.
Thank you. And I can't wait to show it to the world. The world. So Diane, can you tell us what your background is? Like, what did you go to college for, and how did you come around this incredible artwork that you do? Like, do you just want to be an artist one day, or you're like, yeah, I could be one?
I mean, I think I've always drawn and always wanted to do artwork or writing or something creative. I went to undergrad at the University of Iowa out in the Midwest, so I did an art degree there, which was mostly studio art, like traditional drawing and painting and sculpture and all of that stuff. So I did very, very little, almost no digital work there. It was still kind of an emerging craft at that time. And then kind of fell out of it after college. It was, kind of out in the advertising industry and kind of disillusioned with what I was doing there. So ended up kind of not really doing much with art for several years. Went back to school, got my nursing degree, as you mentioned. So I work part-time as a nurse still. And then kind of ironically started just working on, small Photoshop projects, photo editing and things like that for people as a way to kind of make some extra money on the side. And through that process kind of got back into drawing again. And over the last like 9 or 10 years have just really gotten hardcore into doing that, as a, another a second, third, fourth part-time gig. And it just kind of like everything is ups and downs. Anybody who's in the arts can tell you there's going to be dry periods and there's going to be booms. And there've j been, just enough booms that I'm starting to finally get closer to where I want to be, and working for Star Wars with Star Wars properties was kind of the dream from a very young age. I always really wanted to do something in that. In that universe with that property. So being able to finally do that, even though it's not a full-time job by any means, and I'm a very small potato in the field, has just been really fabulous. And everybody that I've met through that world, other artists who work for Star Wars, work on Star Wars, everybody, it's such a great community. And obviously, all the fans are fabulous, and Star Wars is just awesome.
Star Wars is awesome, and you do incredible. Like, I'm just gonna keep saying, you do incredible work.
Thank you.
I think you just hear me through this podcast, just saying you're incredible. Like, I'm daydreaming. You're incredible. You're just incredible. But
Always appreciate hearing
see, always. That's funny. But Diane, we're gonna cut to break real quick, so stay put. Go potty if you have to, get some water. Go save someone's life. You can always do that in this 5 minutes overtime. But we will be right back, guys, on the Scavoli Show. And we will ask Diane, what's your favorite Star Wars movie or moment? No, and moment, not or moment. We're just going to ask her both because we like doing it here on the Scavoli Show, guys.
The pressure.
Yeah, you better like have like you're ready. You better be ready for this, Diane. I'm coming at you with these questions.
Oh, I'm ready. I've prepared.
Oh, shit. This is what I like. It's like a pop Scavoli quiz. Oh, yeah. And then we will ask her one important question that I've told Diane about. Let's see if she remembers what the question is when we come back on the Scavoli Show. See, I'll see you later. What is up, everybody? We are back. We are back to the Scavoli Show. We are back. The Scavoli Show, Ravioli Show. We are back with Diane. Diane, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, thank God. I was scared that you got lost in the bathroom or fell down the stairs. Oh my God, I got corona. Oh, I'm so worried.
Nope, not yet.
I like that answer, not yet. So Diane. I'm going to ask you some important questions. Are you prepared for them?
I think as prepared as one can be.
Oh, yeah. Love the answer. All right, Diane. So, the first question, what is your favorite Star Wars movie and moment and why?
Now, do they have to be, does the moment have to be in the movie, or can they
No,
be
no, no.
separated? Okay.
You can have a totally different moment. If your favorite movie is like The Phantom Menace, your favorite moment Doesn't have to be in the Phantom Menace.
Okay. Just making sure I understand the rules of this game. Favorite movie? I probably still have to go with Jedi. There's something just so inherently Star Wars about Return of the Jedi for me. Like, it just has this, like, I mean, the ending is great. It's a happy ending, which I love. You get that final confrontation between Luke and Vader where, Vader gets redeemed finally, which I think is one of the amazing, underlying messages through all of Star Wars is this idea of the possibility of redemption.
Yeah.
And you get Jabba, and I love Jabba and everything that's going on in Jabba's palace, like that whole plot arc.
Jabba the Hutt.
I just love Jabba.
He's such a weird looking character. I don't know what he is though. He's like a big blob of.
He's a Hutt.
He's a Hutt, but he's a weird.
Jabba the Hutt. He is a Hutt.
Yeah, he is a Hutt. And now, what is your favorite Star Wars moment?
My favorite moment. So I had to think about this a little bit, and I think I'm going to about to date myself and show what a huge nerd I actually am for Star Wars. But I grew up in the 80s and 90s, so I was a child expanded universe,
mm-hmm.
which the Star Wars canon before Disney took over the content, which has now all kind of been retconned.
Yeah.
But I don't know, are you familiar with much of the expanded universe content?
I think I am.
In the early 2000s and 90s? Okay.
Yeah, I think I am, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, if you're not, I'm going to learn you something big here. So so I read, like, all of, a child, a teenager. Like, I was just obsessed. And my favorite characters were Jaina and Jacen Solo, who were the children of Han and Leia in the expanded universe. And they went to Luke Skywalker's Jedi Academy as young people. Luke had a Jedi Academy on Yavin 4 in the expanded universe timeline, which was really cool. He was like training this whole new generation of Jedi, and we got to see that, which only gets alluded to in the new canon.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I kind of grew up alongside Jaina and Jacen, and Jaina was just my favorite character and still is. And they have this friend growing up on Coruscant named Zach, who's like this street kid, very poor, lives in the lower levels. And he and Jaina are just BFFs. But then when they end up going off to the Jedi Academy, Zach gets recruited by the opposing, the Shadow Academy, which is like the Dark Jedi Sith training center. So we have these two like childhood best friends, grew up together, and now they're on opposing sides. This final battle at the end of the first story arc where Jaina and Zach kind of have to face off, and she has to try to bring him back from the dark side. And I don't know, like that scene just made such an impact on me as a kid, and I think it is still my favorite Star Wars moment, is just this like connection between these two people and one of them trying to redeem the other. And I think that's why I like what I like a lot in the new canon and why Kylo Ren and Rey appeal to me so much, is they have this, bond that's just part of both of them. And that bond ends up being what saves, Ben from the dark side. And I think it just resonates with that, that older memory of this, obscure book that probably very few people remember anymore, but was very important to me as a young person obsessed with Star Wars.
I was listening to that. I never knew Han and Leia had two other kids. I knew Luke had like a camp for like the Jedi. I don't know what happened to them.
Han and Leia had three kids in the old canon. They had twins named Jacen and Jaina, and then they had a son named Anakin. And Luke actually had a son too. He had a son named Ben, oddly enough. Canon.
Yes. But that's, yeah, I
And those
never even.
characters are all gone, but
Yeah, so we don't even, so let me get this straight now. Like Han and Leia had three kids, right? But we never got them in the movies.
Yeah, so that was part of the old, I guess it's now called the Legends canon. And you can still get a lot of those books. I know some of them are out of print. And you have to go to like used bookstores to find them. But it
That's
was huge.
interesting.
There were comics, there were games. It's just this whole other,
Dimension.
universe of Star Wars that spans, centuries. And there
Yeah,
was so
that's
much content for that. So if you ever need
incredible.
if more Star Wars, I know that it's not technically canon anymore and you can get yourself real confused, but there's a lot of
Because,
good stuff there. There was a lot of weird stuff too. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't all gold,
it
but
wasn't all gold. There was some weird going action going on there. But yeah, that's really weird because I don't know anything. Like I've heard like another Skywalker, like Luke had a daughter. Like I know that. Like Mary Jane is her name? Luke Skywalker or
oh
J
no, that was his wife,
Oh, his
Mara
wife, okay.
Jade. Mara
Yeah.
Jade.
Yeah, so we don't get her in the movies, we don't get her in a show. Like
No, we don't.
it's
And she was
weird.
an awesome character. She was the Emperor's hand, so she was kind of like this assassin for Palpatine, that survives the destruction of the Death Star. I don't remember off the top of my head where she was at the time on some mission or other. But ends up meeting Luke after Return of the Jedi, and they're initially enemies, and then she ends up turning to the light side, and they fall in love and get married and have a kid and blah 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 blah.
And
But
the happy story goes
she's
on.
awesome, and the story goes on until she
But
dies.
until she
But
dies, yeah. But we don't really like, we don't get that at all. So we're like missing on key parts because we don't know where these characters went. Like with Ahsoka, we don't know where she went after. Like in the book, it covers it pretty much. But what happens after Rebels? Like where does she go after that? Like Luke Skywalker, what happens to Luke during episode 6? And 7, like where does he go off to? What is
Yeah,
he,
between.
yeah, where does he travel?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be hard to cover that, obviously, in a movie sense, with the actors being the age that they are.
Yeah, they did it too late now. But
But I
yeah,
mean, they've brought a couple expanded universe characters back. Like Thrawn from Rebels was an expanded universe character. And if you're looking for reading material, the Thrawn trilogy is pretty much considered like the starting place for the old expanded universe material and is still pretty awesome. I went back and reread those books a few years ago.
see, I don't read much.
But,
I don't read the comics or anything. So I'm like out of the
gotcha.
loop. I
I mean,
guess.
you can do audiobooks too if you got to commute to work or something. And they're writing new Thrawn books as well. Timothy Zahn, who wrote the original
Yes, they are.
trilogy, has been writing new ones, and I've liked those. One of them, he goes off, he actually meets Anakin, in kind of the Clone Wars era,
That's amazing.
and
That, like,
then
I'm
later
speechless.
meets Vader.
Just speechless because I never knew all these things never went on. That.
Yeah, you missed that on. I mean, there's a whole other world going on in the books, but the back canon was huge.
That's crazy. That's amazing and crazy at the same time. But we just got announced that the Bad Batch series is coming to Disney Plus 2021.
Yeah, and I'm excited about that's supposed to be like directly after the Clone Wars was what I was reading, which is really exciting because I feel like we don't have a ton in that
Yes,
exact timeline. Like Rebels is close, but that's still like a decade or two off
yeah, so I
from
think
most of the
like
events of Clone Wars.
yes, let me see how do they put it? I forgot how they put it. It will take place right after Clone Wars and Order and the Siege of Mandalore, so Order 66 is over. I don't know if they'll relive it. Like that would be awesome if they go back to Kashyyyk because I think they were on Kashyyyk with Jedi Master Luminara. and see what happens if they do execute Order 66. That would be great to know because I don't know if they did, because they were like weird clones. They were like dysfunctional clones. Like they weren't
Yeah, I
just
don't remember
Captain
where they went
Rex.
off to.
I think
But I
that's
think
they went.
I'm hoping they bring Ahsoka or Rex in for like at least a cameo in those
I think there are
in this new
rumors.
show.
There are
And
rumors that they
of course there are. There's always
are.
rumors, but I think it would be a good opportunity.
Yeah, I think
We'll see. We never know.
you really you never know with Star Wars. Like I could die the next day and then I'll be alive the next day, you know? Still alive. Dead though, still alive though. but yeah, the Bad Batch is coming. There's rumors that Ahsoka and Anakin, Captain Rex are in it. Just for like a cameo, like maybe these clones go looking for Captain Rex and Ahsoka. But we don't know what the storyline is really. But they bring back Dee Bradley Baker, who is the voice of the clones, which I really like. He does a great job. And we'll see what else happens. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, there'll be something for next year to look forward to.
At least. And then the Kenobi series, I don't know when that takes place, but it's not filming yet. But we'll see when that happens.
I think feel like that was supposed to be around the same time.
Yeah, I think it was
Like post Clone
2021.
Wars, pre Star Wars episode 4.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with that. But here's
Yeah,
the
Corona kind of threw a wrench in a lot of things that were live action and required people to be in the same room together.
I know. And thank God the Mandalorian filmed it already. Like they filmed everything.
Yeah,
So
that's
when
reassuring. So hopefully we'll at least get that and see what happens there.
we'll see if Ahsoka is alive in Mandalorian season two.
Yeah, I haven't. I've seen all of the rumors and the so-called announcements, but I feel like I haven't seen anything official from Lucasfilm or Star Wars social media outlets about that to even believe it. So
Yeah.
until I hear something from them, I'm going to take it the same way. Because Matthew Smith from Doctor Who was rumored to be in episode 9 for a long time, and a lot of like fairly legitimate news outlets reported on that, and that he was not in that movie.
So they faked you out,
So
Diane.
they got it wrong. They got it wrong. So I don't believe a lot of the rumors. Don't believe the hype.
Yeah, until you see it in like a trailer. Like the Mandalorian season two trailer has not come out yet, so that's gonna come out
No, we
soon,
haven't seen that.
hopefully. More cuteness of Baby Yoda, and maybe like a cameo from. Maybe we'll see something in there. I don't know, but I don't think they'll give too much away. With I think they'll just see the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda badass action fighting, and I think that's really much it. They'll show like Moff Gideon. I don't think they'll show like if there's rumors going around of Ahsoka and Bo-Katan in here. I don't think we'll see it in the trailer.
Or we'll see a little hint of it,
Yeah, or we'll see like
but we won't see a
maybe a
full
little,
reveal.
yeah, a little hint in the hint. But Diane, are you ready for this hard question? Are you ready?
I'm ready for the hard question.
Is my baby Ahsoka Tano alive in episode 9 and why?
I'm thinking she's technically not. Maybe she's in kind of that the place between worlds, whatever that's called, that she goes to in Rebels. But everybody else in that final scene, all the other Jedi, the rest of them are gone. They're all deceased, so it seems like she's communicating with whatever that space in the Force where Jedi go after they leave the mortal plane.
Do you want to hear?
But it seems like she's with them
She's a force ghost, dead.
of some sort. Yeah.
Okay.
However that happens. And I mean it's been, 30 plus years since the last time we saw her. That's a lot of life to live in between. So I don't want to think about that in terms of like, the end of Rebels is pretty much the last few days of her life because we still have, again, decades in between that she can be off.
She could.
doing all sorts of things, but I don't think that she's part of the living universe as like Rey is at that point. That's just my feeling.
Are you ready for mine?
Okay.
Get ready, because you're gonna think, Diane, after this podcast, you're gonna go and go, wow, he just did that. He just said that. Are you
Okay,
ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So just say she is alive in The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian season two, it comes true. She's only in an episode, but she's alive at that point. Okay.
Okay.
There are rumors going around again that Ahsoka live action series. So we don't know when that will take place. It could take place before The Mandalorian or after. And then two other series are supposed to round into that. So all these series are supposed to come together as one. Okay. So just say, I think after The Mandalorian, it takes 5 years right after the Return of the Jedi. So season two has to take place maybe a couple years after season one of The Mandalorian. I'm not sure. Don't like hate me on that. I'm just saying, like, maybe that's how they'll do it. Because Mando goes, takes Baby Yoda and goes, all right, I'm finding someone to train this green headed cuteness kid. So I'm going off. So we don't know how long he's in space for. We don't know. So just say this live action is true, right? Okay, she's alive. She gets a live action. Maybe Rosario Dawson will play her. She will play her. And then she is alive. Maybe we'll say 10 years after The Mandalorian. So that's only maybe 10 years before The Force Awakens. So after the Ahsoka series, just say the Ahsoka series just ends, right? Okay. She's still alive. We'll just say she's still alive. I think she is. I still think she is because Dave Filoni says that you could speak through the Force without being dead. We could always, we he always said that. So just so Ahsoka lives, her Ahsoka live action, she doesn't die. So where is she? Where is she in The Force Awakens? Where is she in The Last Jedi? Where is she in The Rise of Skywalker? Where is she? And where is Baby Yoda? This is what I mean with the Star Wars sagas, like this saga. Like you have five seasons are going for The Mandalorian, right? Five seasons of what they rumor to be. Okay, after those five seasons, Baby Yoda's not dead, and we have no Ahsoka live action. So our last time we saw Ahsoka was in season two of The Mandalorian, and then we get nothing. We don't get just say we don't get a live action of Ahsoka. So where's Ahsoka? You know, where is Baby Yoda? And I know Ahsoka. I think Jedi Kayleen said it when I had her on. She said that Ahsoka would be in the action, in fighting for the universe, because that's what she does. She doesn't sit there and hide. So where is Ahsoka Tano? Like, even if she's not dead, like, I still believe she is still alive out there because we have no, like, confirm that she's dead or she's with the bird, and that's the light side of the Force. The bird, like, she says it saved her life. She owes the bird the life, Morai. So I'm thinking she's still alive in The Rise of Skywalker. But she's doing something else. I feel like Dave Filoni has a plan with Ahsoka. And I don't know what that plan is, but it's not to kill her. It's not. It's to make her something greater than a Jedi. I don't know, but you can't kill Baby Yoda. You can't. So once The Mandalorian is over, what are you doing with Baby Yoda? Where's Baby Yoda in The Rise of Skywalker? Like he's still alive. Like, where is he? You know, where's Mando in season f in The Rise of Skywalker? You know, where are all these? Where's Ezra Bridger? Like, Ezra Bridger would still be alive in The Rise of Skywalker. He'd be old, but he would be still alive. And Ahsoka, too. Ahsoka would be old, but alive in The Rise of Skywalker. So, where are these Jedis? Where are these so-called Jedis that are still alive, but maybe old? You know, where is. These Jedis that Luke trained, maybe they'll throw some what you just said to me, like some of those kids in the mix, you know, like there are still Jedi out there. So why are we not getting it, or are they still alive? Like what happened? There's so much you can play around with even with Ahsoka, you have so much story of Ahsoka to tell. You know, like, did she feel Anakin come back to the light after the Return of the Jedi? Did she feel him? Did she go, "Ah, oh, Anakin, I knew it. I knew you still had good in you." You know, it just had to come out. And Luke, did she meet Luke? Like, did what happens after episode 6? Like, what happens? Where does everything go? Like, the Mandalorian comes, and then you have the these three movies that I didn't like very much, but I sat there and watched them. Like, what happens? You know, what happens to, like, Baby Yoda? Like, you're going to kill a baby? You're going to turn him to the dark side? What happens to these new characters that you're going to have new shows with? Like, a Rebel sequence is supposed to come out and find Ezra. What happens to Sabine? You know, does Sabine die? Does Ezra Bridger die? Like, do we have nothing of that? So even what you said, the world between worlds and where she goes, I feel like she is that light side girl. She is the light side of the Force, and she will be around for a long time, Ahsoka, because that bird keeps a close eye on her. That bird is key. Like, some people say, oh, it's just a bird, it's the light Force, yeah, so what? But that bird is keeping her alive somehow. Don't know how, because even when The Rise of Skywalker came out and it was over and they heard Ahsoka's voice, Dave Filoni posted a picture of Ahsoka with Gandalf or someone. Like, they thought I was dead too. So he's hinting that she's still alive, unless he's just playing with our emotions, which I would hate him forever then. But, like, it's just so weird that everybody thinks she's dead, but you have to think of everything else that's going on in the Star Wars universe too. I'm done, Diane. What do you think?
I was just listening. We thought a lot about this. Yeah, again, we don't know, and there's so much more. You know, the great thing about Star Wars is it's this huge sandbox, and every new, you know, show, every new movie, every new game that comes out just opens, you know, a whole new door to more characters and more stories that we can tell. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what happens to Ahsoka. Again, I think I agree with you. I think Dave Filoni has a plan for her, whether he gets to see it through to fruition or not. But I think we're going to hear more about her in the future, and we'll see where she ends up. We might never know.
She might just be out there for a long period of time, and we just forget about her. But did you get mind blown when I was talking, Diane? Did you go, wow, this is really interesting?
Yeah, I think you thought a lot about this.
I really have. It's really sad.
I mean, I think we all have our head cannons. I try not to do too much speculating, because I kind of like to just see where they take us. Like, there's of course I can't help myself and make my own head cannon sometimes, but then you get a little disappointed if it doesn't go the way that you think you want the story to go. And I see a lot of people in the fandom get kind of, you know, upset when what happens to a character wasn't what they thought was going to happen or what they wanted to happen.
Yeah.
So I've kind of learned to just, you know, over the decades, go with the flow and say, okay, you show me what you want to happen with this story, and somebody else is going to take the reins one day and take it where they want. And if you don't like where it's going, there is this huge, amazing, you know, fan created community of fiction and art and all these other things that are kind of happening,
yeah,
you know, so online and among people, that you can experience Star Wars however you want it, and, you know, even tell your own story.
Yeah, and that's the best thing about Star Wars, that you can make your own story, really. But
yeah, and who hasn't?
Yeah, I know. I make my story up every day. I'm Jedi Scavoli, Master Scavoli, with a blue lightsaber.
There you go. There you go.
But Diane, any upcoming projects you got going on that you can little tease or spoil for us?
I mean, at any given time, I'm usually working on something Star Wars related that I'm hoping to get out into the world. But nothing that I can really speak to or announce right now.
Aww.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, one thing with working with licensors, and I mean, all of my Star Wars stuff goes through licensing at this point, is that you're kind of under an NDA and can't really talk about it until they say yes, go ahead and announce this.
Yeah, because it's
It's
hard. It's
kind
a
of a,
licensing. It's a licensing,
yeah,
wow.
so I knew what you meant.
Yeah, I think I said listening. but
So
yeah.
yeah, and I'm working with making fine art prints through Dark Ink Art,
Ooh.
and Acme Archives. So trying to do more with them, but that's again something where I can't really talk about what I'm doing until I know
For sure.
whether it's going to be a thing. But I'm gonna keep trying. I'm always trying.
And you will succeed because you are an amazing
And
artist.
as yeah, and as soon as I have anything to announce, I will talk about it. And
But
in the meantime, I'm working on a few just personal commissions at the moment, like Twitch badges and portraits and all those other kind of things that, keep artists afloat while we can't go to big conventions and do some of those big things.
yeah, because Star Wars Celebration is over. Comic Cons are like over for now this year. We don't get anything really. But I'm so excited for what you have coming up. You're an amazing artist. So talented. So talented. I cannot wait for my Ahsoka and the helmets, clone helmets piece to come in. I'm just gonna like make copies of it and put it all over my house.
As long as you're not selling them, because then I'll get in trouble.
No, I would never
But
sell that piece. That piece is like, oh my God, it's just amazing. And I can't wait for the pieces that you have coming out for your own self, not for commissions, like you said. But I cannot wait for my two pieces that you're going to be working on, Ahsoka and Baby Yoda, and an Anakin and Ahsoka poster. And I have a lot of ideas for that. So we're going to have to talk about that after this episode, Diane. We got to go in, But Diane, where can everybody follow you on social media?
So I am Dia DIHA underscore artwork on Twitter and Instagram. And you can find all of my other, not Star Wars unlicensed personal stuff in my Etsy store under the same name.
Ooh. And where can everybody follow you on Twitch if they want to come in for a little sneak peek of each pieces you got going on?
Yeah, so that is also Dia underscore artwork. So it is
Ooh.
DIHA underscore artwork. And you can watch me work on all sorts of random things. I do personal sketches just for fun on there. And then I also play games very badly.
Awesome. Diane, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate everything you do. Like I said, you're amazing, so talented. Please keep it up, all your hard work. I cannot wait for my commissions to come in when you're done with them. I can't just, I just, ah, just is so excited. It's so exciting moment in my life. But you guys can find me on social media, Chris underscore Scavoli, on Instagram, Twitter, The Scavoli Show. Instagram, also The Scavoli Show. Facebook, I think it's just Scavoli Show or my name, Chris Scavoli. For your old people out there that like Facebook and don't know what Twitter and Snapchat is and everything. But you're listening to The Scavoli Show. Diane, much love, sister. Much love. And I will talk to you like right after this.
Well, thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Good night, everybody. We love you. Bye.